Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today's topic is what is ordinary income tax versus capital gain tax? Now, this is our first podcast episode that we're doing in a How Is My Income Taxed series. And understanding how different types of income is taxed can be confusing, and it is something that we see pop up often in our free Facebook group, as well as our tax minimization program. So we wanted to take some time to talk about it. If you're not part of our free Facebook group, go there now, go to Facebook, type in Small Business Tax Secrets, answer a few questions, and join in on the conversation. As well as if you're interested in learning about our tax minimization program, where we have a library of tax strategies, we do monthly group trainings together, and you also have unlimited access to our team for questions that pop up around accounting and tax, join now. And you can go to taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. Now, there are three main types of income that we're going to be discussing over this series, and that's going to be earned income, passive income, and portfolio income, and we're also kind of wrapping in non-taxable income as part of that one. But before we get into the types of income, we want to discuss a couple different types of taxes. And the first one is, what is ordinary income tax? And ordinary income refers to any type of income tax at your standard marginal tax rates. So these, simply put, are just your normal income tax rates using the tax brackets out there. So your 10%, 12%, 22%, 24%, 32%, 35%, and 37%. So whenever people talk about, you know, you get taxed in this bracket or your income's in this level bracket, that's what they're talking about. They're just talking about your marginal tax rates, anywhere from 10 to 37%. And we discussed the 2022 rates along with a downloadable guide in last week's podcast. So if you haven't checked that out, go there now, download that guide. You can also find the link to the show notes to our blog that will have a link to it as well. But you're going to want to check out that article or that download to find out what your specific brackets and rates are for the scenario that you have, whether you're single, whether you're married, filing jointly, and so forth. But just as a refresher, we wanted to get some a bracket up here for those that are married, filing jointly in 2022, and just to kind of help with us illustrate what this ordinary income tax is. So with this, if you're married, filing jointly for 2022, if you have income under $20,550, you're going to be taxed at 10%. Income between $20,550 and $83,000, roughly, is going to be taxed at 12%. $83,000 to $178,000 is 22%. $178,000 to $340,000, 24%. $340,000 to $431,000 is 32%. $431,000 to $647,000 is 35%. And then anything over that is taxed at the highest rate, 37%. And remember, you pay taxes on the income in each respective bracket. So as an example, and this is something that is often confused, as an example, using the table that we just talked through, if you make $100,000, you're technically in the 22% tax bracket, but you're not going to pay 22% on all of that $100,000. You're going to pay 10% on the first $20,550, and then you're going to pay 12% on the income from $20,550 to $83,500. And then you're going to pay that 22% on that $83,500 up until the remaining of your income up to that $100,000. So this is a oftentimes misunderstood piece that we wanted to illustrate. You know, simply put, by jumping into another tax bracket, you are not hit with a higher tax on all of your income, just the portion of income that went into that next tax bracket. So that's what ordinary income tax is. It's just the bracket that you're in. And we're going to be talking about in the coming weeks what type of income is taxed at your ordinary income tax rates. But the next thing we want to talk about is what is a capital gain or loss? Now, when you own an asset or an investment and you sell it, you either have a capital gain or loss. This could be a stock. This could be a crypto. This could be a business that you own. This could be a vehicle or some type of other asset that you have. And to tell if it is a gain or a loss, you need to understand this idea of basis. Your basis in an asset or investment is the amount you initially bought it for, or the amount you contributed if you're joining into a business, less any type of depreciation. So let's go through a few examples. And this is a very simplified basis calculation. So let's go through an example number one. Some assumptions. You bought a stock for $5,000. That would be your basis in that stock, whatever you bought it for, $5,000. So let's take that assumption and let's do a scenario. Let's say you sold it for $4,000. You would have a $1,000 capital loss. You know, your sale price of $4,000 minus what you paid for it, $5,000, is a $1,000 capital loss. Now, let's say you sold it for $6,000. You're gonna have a $1,000 capital gain. Sale price of $6,000 minus what you paid for it of $5,000 is a $1,000 gain. Now, let's use a piece of equipment as an example. Let's say you bought a piece of equipment for $30,000. You depreciated it $17,000. That means your basis would be $13,000. What you paid for it, $30,000, minus how much you've already depreciated on it, $17,000, means your basis is $13,000. Let's look at a scenario. If you sold that piece of equipment for $10,000, you're going to have a $3,000 capital loss. Your sale price of $10,000 minus your basis of $13,000 is a $3,000 capital loss. If you instead sold it for $20,000, you'd have a $7,000 capital gain. Your sale price of $20,000 minus your basis of $13,000 is a $7,000 capital gain. So basically, if the sale price is greater than basis, you have a capital gain. And if the sale price is less than basis, you have a capital loss. So then we kind of know that. We want to find out what are the capital gain tax rates. And capital gains have a much more favorable tax treatment than ordinary income. And before we get into what the actual rates are, there's two buckets of capital gain taxes. The first one is a short-term capital gain. And this would be for an asset that you held for 1 year or less. The next bucket is a long-term capital gain. And this is an asset you held for more than 1 year. So when we're selling an asset, we first have to determine, is it short-term or is it long-term? If it's held for 1 year or less, it's a short-term. If it's held for 1 year or more, it's a long-term. And each bucket is going to be taxed differently. Short-term capital gains, those ones that were held for 1 year or less, are going to be taxed at your ordinary income tax rates. So it's a capital gain, but it's a short-term capital gain, which means it gets taxed at whatever your ordinary income tax rate is, what we just discussed. Now, here's the good thing, though. If you have a long-term capital gain, it's going to be taxed at anywhere from 0%, 15%, or 20%, and that's just going to depend on your income. So you can find the 2022 rates in our episode that we did last week. We have a link in the show notes where you can download that to find out kind of what your rate would be for a long-term capital gain based on your income. So as you can tell from the above, the IRS rewards you for holding on to assets. So as an example, if you purchase a stock and hold it for 6 months and then you sell it, you're going to be taxed at ordinary income tax rates. If you would have instead held on to that stock for 18 months, you would then be taxed at long-term capital gain tax rates. Now, when we're talking about capital gains, there's one thing that I do want to note, in that there are a couple exceptions to the capital gain tax rates. If it's a collectible held for greater than a year, it's going to be taxed at 28%. If it's Section 1202 qualified small business stock that you held for greater than 5 years, it's going to be taxed at 28%. And if it is an unrecaptured Section 1250 gain that you've held for more than a year, it's going to be taxed at 25%. So that's kind of how capital gains work. Now, if you are facing a potential large capital gain, you may want to look into an advanced planning tax strategy before making the sale. So this would be a good time to reach out to us or join our tax minimization program to learn about the strategies that are available for you. The key thing is before you make the sale, you want to reach out, because there are many tax strategies that we're going to utilize have to be done prior to the asset being sold. So if you're even thinking about selling a highly appreciated asset, something you're going to have a fairly large gain on, be sure to reach out to us or join our tax minimization program, where we're going to go through some strategies that are available to you. Now, how are capital losses treated? So we talked about above what happens if you sell an asset for a gain. It's going to be taxed at either short-term rates, which are your ordinary income tax rates, or long-term, which could be anywhere from 0, 15, or 20%. But what happens if you sell an asset for a loss? Capital losses can offset capital gains. So if you have a loss from an asset sale, that can offset other capital gains. Now, losses must first be used to offset gains of the same type. So remember, when we have capital losses or gains, we're talking about short-term or long-term. So your loss has to first offset gain of that same type. So example, a long-term capital loss will offset a long-term capital gain first. But if losses of one type are more than the gains of that type, then you can apply the loss to the rest of the type, other to the other type of capital gain. So traditionally, when we talk about this, traditionally we would want to try to avoid using a short-term capital loss to offset a long-term gain. Because remember, a short-term capital loss can help offset that gains at the ordinary income tax rate. But if we use a short-term loss to offset a long-term capital gain, you know, we might be missing out on some potential higher taxes in a future gain. Now, if you have more capital losses in a year than you do have capital gains, and this happens, the maximum capital loss you can take over and above capital gains in a year is $3,000. The remaining amount would be carried forward. So as an example, let's say you have a capital gain of $10,000, but you have a capital loss in the same year of $40,000. You would be able to offset the $10,000 capital gain entirely, but then you would only be able to take an additional capital loss of $3,000 with that remaining amount, $27,000, being carried forward. So that's a key thing about capital losses. You can only take $3,000 over and above any type of gains that you have. Now, while we're on different tax types, we obviously talked about your ordinary income taxes. We've talked about capital gain tax. What other type of taxes are there? We have Social Security and Medicare taxes. This is also known as FICA or payroll taxes. And we talk a lot about this when we talk about the S corporation. There's self-employment taxes. Again, we're talking about this when we talk about the S corporation. There's something called a KIDI tax. And this is a special tax at your marginal rate on unearned income over $1,150 paid to children under the age of 18. Or if it's a full-time student dependent of yours, under age 24. There's also the alternative minimum tax, and this is a parallel tax intended to stop the rich from escaping tax entirely. There's the net investment income tax, and this is often called NIIT, and this is a 3.8% tax on investment income. So think of things like interest, dividends, capital gains, rents, royalties, annuities, but this is only for taxpayers earning above $200,000 if you're single or $250,000 for joint filers. There's state and local taxes. So don't forget about the various state taxes applied where you live and where you've earned that money. There's corporate tax. There's sales and use tax on products that you purchase. There's excise tax. There could be a state and trust taxes. We did an article on that recently. How are my assets taxed when I die? We did a podcast episode too. Check that out. You also have property and real estate taxes as well. And so this is just kind of a thrown together pile of different taxes that you have over and above kind of what we've talked about today. So this is just our first article in How Is My Income Taxed? We want to first talk about different types of taxes. Now we're going to talk about in future episodes, different types of income and how that is actually taxed. So again, we talked about today your ordinary income tax rate, your ordinary income tax, and this is simply put just your normal income tax rates using those tax brackets. And you're from 10% to 37%. Then we also talked about capital gains, whether you have a gain or loss, how you determine that gain or loss, and so on. So we're again going to take this conversation and dig deeper in future episodes where we're going to talk about different types of income and how it's taxed, whether it's hit with ordinary income tax, whether it's hit with a capital gain tax, how that plays into your eventual tax picture. Now, we do want to remind you that we are coming close to our Small Business Tax Savings Summit. That's coming up June 14th and 15th. This is going to be a two-day event where we deep dive into tax strategies. It's going to be a virtual event, and you can still sign up now. Go to taxsavingspodcast.com/summit. And again, as we talked about here, we have our tax minimization program, tons of information in there. We have tax strategies. We walk you through them, how to implement them. Go with the tax minimization program is to just ensure that you're paying the least amount of taxes as legally possible on all of your income. We do monthly group trainings. We have your videos, downloads, templates, as well as one of my favorites, unlimited access to our team for those general tax and accounting questions that pop up in the course of being a business owner or a wealthy individual. So feel free to check that out. Go to taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. That's all I have today. I just want to thank you for listening to another episode, and we will see you next week when we continue our How Is My Income Taxed series. Have a good one.